Chapter 2 Scrappage. With the ID implant, with cams covering just about every populated area, with adjustment to correct people's behaviour, and with the shepherds, razor birds and spider guns for enforcement, the death rate due to technical errors was high under the original committee. After Alan Saul destroyed much of this apparatus, Serene Galahad discovered that the consequent reduction in control led to greater productivity. However, her committee instincts had not changed, and also viewing human beings as a plague upon her beloved Earth, it seemed a logical step for her to tighten her grip in a much more direct way. The strangulation collar was her solution. During her time as absolute dictator of Earth, nearly a billion of these devices were manufactured and placed around the necks of those holding essential positions, and as with any such hurriedly mass-produced technology, there were errors. These would not have mattered too much, were it not for the security measures within the collars that read any error in the device as an attempt to remove it, and so prompted it to kill the unfortunate wearer. How many people died as a result can only be estimated, since those who died were always conveniently claimed to have been guilty of some crime. A conservative estimate puts the figure at 2 million, but it could, in reality, be as high as 10 times that. Argus. The shooting continued all around them, streaks of tracer bullets cutting through smoke and debris. The air quality, Alex noted, was getting quite bad, and he had to keep snorting dirt and splinters out of his nose. This was the problem with fighting in zero gravity. The detritus thrown up by bullets and explosions didn't just settle back to the ground. Alex blinked, reached up to his face and touched the moisture below his eyes. In this state of meditative recall, replaying memories in order to analyze tactics and learn from mistakes, it all seemed so immediate. But he knew his tears weren't due to the sharp memory of dust in his eyes.
It was confusing at first,
Messina continued.
There I was, with no memory of my past, doing what I was told while trying to understand the hatred directed at me. I was assaulted frequently, and nearly got killed on the last occasion. But now, my confusion is gone.
It's gone, said Alex, noncommittally.
They tried to keep it from me, of course, but the image of the face I possessed before is not something that can be concealed for long.
Alex looked round to see Messina up on his knees now and gazing back, resting his shoulder against the penetration lock.
I know who I was, he said.
A little sadly, Alex thought.
You were Chairman Alessandro Messina, ruler of Earth,
Alex stated firmly. Then his gaze strayed to what he assumed was a chunk of debris sailing through the air towards them. It took him half a second further to realize his mistake. Alex shuddered, his body trying to respond to something that had happened just a couple of standard days ago now. He opened his eyes and surveyed his surroundings as he prepared himself for the worst memories. His small cabin was located in a workers' dormitory, fixed between lattice walls. The door was locked, and for now this place had become a prison. But Alex felt fine with that. The cabin was comfortable enough, and the medic had already seen to his various wounds. He had some bottles of drink and even some food, a hammock, and a combined zero-gravity toilet and shower unit, the latter of which he had used, and as a result felt the cleanest he had felt in a long while. This was substantially more than had been available to him for the many months during which he'd scrabbled to stay alive, trapped in a zero-gravity hydroponics unit. He was okay with the solitude, too, because he needed to straighten out his thinking. He closed his eyes again, and returned to the not-too-distant past.
Grenade!
He shouted, heaving himself to his feet.